The next patient is Eugene Smith, S-M-I-T-H, Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. This is a clinical case of an 85-year-old white male that we follow in this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease, period. For some reason, at the time of the referral, the estimated EFR had dropped to 33 mLs per minute, period. We have to keep in mind that the patient had a period of gastrointestinal problems with blood loss, and he was and has been anemic. For that reason, he is seen at the Florida Cancer Center to get iron infusions and the administration of ESA, Procrit. This time the patient comes and has the main complaint of fluid retention in the lower extremities. He has been drinking significant amount of fluid. His serum creatinine is 1.28. The BUN is 18 and the estimated EFR is 54.8, which makes him CKD3A, period. The patient does not have proteinuria, is less than 100 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two. The patient has an anemia that is most likely associated to alterations in the iron metabolism related to blood loss. The latest hemoglobin on March the 29, 2023 was 8.7. Whether or not the patient has been following with the appointments at the cancer center is unknown. However, we made the point in reminding him that he has to call, get the appointment, and follow up with them because he's becoming anemic. Following number, the patient has edema in the lower extremities that is most likely associated to the fact that the patient has bilateral knee replacement and he has been drinking significant amounts of water. The treatment recommended is a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours, a low sodium diet, and the administration of furosemide 20 milligrams on PRN basis. Instructions were given to the patient. This is associated to the fact that he has excessive intake of fluids. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. He has gained 5 pounds, and these 5 pounds, I'm sure, is body weight, and the blood pressure is 166/74, systolic hypertension that is associated to hypervolemia. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. The serum potassium today, 4.3. We spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face, 18 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes. We are going to reevaluate the patient in 4 months with laboratory workup.